Penguin Random House Audio presents Rose Gold, An Easy Rawlins Mystery by Walter Mosley. Read for you by J.D. Jackson. Chapter 1. Back then, moving day in L.A. was a phantom holiday that occurred for many Angelenos every other month or so. In the 1950s and 60s, when the rent was dirt cheap, people moved to be closer to a new job, away from an old lover, or when it seemed that a fundamental change of life was in order. Sometimes the person moving would not only change the numbers on his or her door, but also the name on the mailbox, the used car in the driveway, and even the style of clothes they donned to walk out and meet the day. Now and then the move was not merely aesthetic or convenient, but necessary. Like when a bill collector, lawyer, or the law itself was hot on the temporary tenant's trail. At a time like this, the migrant leaseholder would make sure that the new domicile was inside the border of a different unincorporated town or municipality of L.A. County. That way, the law offered few systems to track his whereabouts. A man could actually avoid dunning or even arrest by merely moving across the street. In the case of a necessary move, the rental emigre would load up a truck in the middle of the night and go with no fanfare or notice to the landlord. This was not the case with my mid-morning migration. My daughter and I were moving that Sunday from Genesee at Pico to Point View, just a few houses north of Airdrome, not more than 11 blocks. This was a necessary move that was not due to any legal or monetary bureaucracy.